Hiya. My name is Veronica Alashina, and I am a sound recordist, sound designer, volunteer radio producer, and honors student at UTS, currently working on a project about acoustomology and cultural storytelling in film sound. Basically, I'm a big old sound nerd. When did I become interested in sound? I couldn't really tell you, but it's always been a big part of my life. Whilst I was born in Australia, it was not too long after my parents had emigrated, and English was not my first language. When I went to kindergarten, I was surrounded by sounds and vocalizations that were completely different to what I was used to, and I had to decode those, make sense of them, and be able to use them in order to communicate. So it was a very conscious thing for me, these sounds of different languages. As I made friends through primary and high school, I was also exposed to new sounds through music. I had grown up on Eastern European pop, so I asked my friends to make me CD compilations of music that they liked that I should know. And that's how I was exposed to artists like Nirvana, Metallica, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the dulcet tones of Simple Plan. And to this day, I still have a pretty eclectic taste in music that ranges from Chopin to Nina Simone, Pearl Jam, Kendrick Lamar, and of course, modern Ukrainian music, which covers these genres and more. I'm particularly into the whole ethno beat folk experimental bands like Daka Braka and Balaclava Blues. Of course, nothing is quite so simple and linear. And whilst finding my path to location, sound recording, and sound design, I meandered through an extremely ill-advised law degree and public relations diploma. But I learned a lot from this. Primarily that it was not for me. I felt a need to do something tactile and tangible. And I found my way into the UTS Media Arts and Production degree and began producing for 2SER. And then what began as a flirtation with audio turned into a full-blown romance. I've worked on several short films as a sound recordist, sometimes a sound designer, and sometimes as both. I've also worked on an audio drama, which was super fun. I got to build the soundscape for the piece from scratch using a sound library and my own location sound recordings. And I got to experiment with spatializing sound, which is wild. I was nominated for the Australian Screen Sound Guild Greg Bell Student Encouragement Award. God, that's a long name for an award. And I was a finalist. And last year, I was also involved in recording sound for my first feature film. I also had the opportunity to present my first paper called Immersive Narrative Sound, a Sensory Ethnography Perspective at the Sound and Screen Conference in Singapore, which was supported by Select Asia Pacific. That was an absolutely incredible experience. I got to hang out with some very accomplished professionals in the industry. I learned a lot, got a hug from Mitch Costin. There's someone out there with a very specific set of knowledge and skills that knows what a big deal that is. There were some incredible women at the conference as well, quietly doing paradigm and industry shifting work. And I was so privileged to speak with them and listen to their advice. I have a few small projects lined up this year, just to keep my skills sharp, but my main focus is on completing my honors project, which is a short documentary film demonstrating the principles in immersive sound and cultural competence that I've been researching. I had to take a short break from the project last year as I was exploring my Ukrainian cultural identity, and that became a little emotionally and mentally overwhelming. When Russia launched its invasion and we were preoccupied with making sure family and friends were safe. However, I am feeling a renewed sense of purpose this year, and I'm looking forward to exploring cultural competence and film sound with a lot more nuance. In terms of what comes next, you know when Virginia Woolf wrote that short piece entitled A Room of One's Own? I'm beginning to suspect that she was onto something. As I'm recording this from home, my partner needs to take Zoom meetings, phone calls, make breakfast, and I like to spread out when I work. Got papers taped on the wall, mind maps, piles of books, tangles of wires and equipment. So I'll put that out there into the universe. A small creative space would be an incredible boon. I also strongly believe that my academic pursuits have enabled me to create better, more interesting and more accomplished work in sound recording and design. So I do intend to apply for PhD programs in the future to supplement my creative practice. And I'd also love to teach. I think being able to pass on my skills, knowledge, and passion would be a beautiful culmination of the experiences I've been lucky enough to have into something concrete and tangible by inspiring and uplifting those who come after me.